You know, this year I'm focusing more on technique. I'm focusing on finishing plays and trying to help my team out in the best way I possibly can.
Do you think you've helped your draft status by what you played this year?
You know, I really don't know what you know. The scouts, I don't know what they think or what they want. Okay. Only thing I can do is the coach makes the call. I have to get out there and do it to the best of my ability. I'm not even gonna. I can't focus on any of that stuff.
When you submitted your name last year.
Uh-huh.
Did they come back with specifics that they wanted to see you improve on?
Yeah, it was a couple. It was some feedback about I don't play much man coverage. I wasn't as big, you know. But just I'm coming from a zone team. They weren't sure how fast I was, but so I thought, hey, I can come back. I can shape up on my man coverage. Ask the coaches to play more. And
you asked them.
Yeah,
it looks like they've listened.
Yeah, somewhat. And I just asked the coaches, could I do it? You know, I feel I can shut down some guys if you give me a chance. And you know, and the coaches they've been working with me all 11 games this season.
That's a weird conversation because you know you're asking coaches about philosophy and what they do.
Yeah, exactly.
And I imagine that's not usually received very well from players. Did it go okay in those conversations?
Like the coaches said, they've been doing their scheme for 13 years. They are not going to change it up just for one player.
Right.
And I just say, hey, in certain formations, if there's a chance for me to play man coverage, hey, I'm just saying I can if you want me to.
It kind of goes hand in hand, though. You got to have that corner on the other side who can handle it too.
Exactly. And he's been showing up this whole season.
Now I got to ask him the same questions that I asked you last year at this time. Mm. The NFL question. He said, do you think Micah would be? You think he's got an interesting decision to make or no?
You know, see us being college players, we don't know anything about the next level. We don't know what the scouts are thinking. Three or four years ago, we were in high school and we're just coming to college. So we don't know much. We're just trying to, do our job and be the best football players that we can.
One thing I think that will get you on a team no matter what is your special teams play. Can you talk about that? Because you've really picked it up.
You know, I just love football. And if the coaches ask me to hold snaps or kick the ball or throw the football or make tackles or whatever it is, I just want to do it. I'm just the total football player.
Do you see that as something that scouts would say, hey, there's 28 on this, there's 28 scooping the ball before it gets to the end zone?
I don't know. It just shows that I'm a hyper kid and I love this game to death.
Speaking of which, you got the sack. You and Marv had some, looked like they had some words.
Not many.
Him at that point.
Well, you know, I was trying to get up. He had my jersey locked, so you know, if you guys can see, my jersey's locked,
yeah,
so
I
couldn't get up. But it really wasn't that serious.
It seemed like when he first came in the game last Saturday, he wanted to attack you right away, specifically because there was one throw that they called you for a penalty, then you almost had a pick.
Another pick, yeah.
Plays later.
Yeah, you know, he definitely came in and tested me a couple times, but the rest the game it died down, and you know I love quarterbacks like that. You know they're helping me out, so I look forward to quarterbacks who take shots. And you know, like I said, the coaches, they always teach us to keep our head on the swivel and be ready for anything coming.
Now you play with a lot of emotion. Is Coker the polar opposite of you? We never see any. I mean, you see a side of him that we don't see.
You see him running guys over.
Well, yeah, I guess
he.
You don't see him getting in people's. I mean, he is just. It seems like he doesn't show much. And I know with us, he doesn't usually one and two word answers. Is that what he's like?
You know, he's a different person from me. You know, but Coker, he is who he is. Yeah, he'll run you over and then help you up, or he'll block you on your butt and help you up. So, you know, same as me. You know, I don't really do as much talking. You know. We all try to do our job and just try to help our team win.
Is he always real quiet?
No, not real. I mean, he has friends and he has a bunch of friends. He talks to everyone. On the field, it's different. You know, once someone puts their helmet on, it's a total different person.
You were talking about how you like quarterbacks like Marv that like talk like that. You get a sense that that's what Taylor Martinez is going to be kind of like here on Friday.
No, not as far as talking. I love that they like taking shots. You know,
it
keeps the corners active, keeps us busy, and keep us in the game.
So you think he's a quarterback that could be like that?
I'm not really sure. It's based on their game plan. Maybe that was their game plan for him to come in, Marv to come in and throw the ball deep. But you know, whatever it is, we're all going to try to do our job and put out the fire.
Yeah, no, I apologize what. That this has been asked a million times already, but for you, getting a chance to play, this game's finally arrived, and you get the opportunity to return to your home state and play against the Huskers. What is going to be going through your mind when you're taking that field?
You know, I just want to make sure we get this win. You know, I have 30-some family members that's going to be there, so I want to make sure we win. And, you know, we have a chance to end the season 8-4. So we're all focused on getting this win, and, you know, I have all these memories of, you know, of growing up watching these guys play, going to the stadium, playing my state, my final state championship game in my senior year. So, you know, hopefully I can definitely get this win.
Do you have any specific memories from growing up and watching them play?
Yeah, you know, not really. I remember that one game for sure. I remember those guys playing Texas, and it was snowing. That's when they had Michael Griffin and Marcus Griffin, the twins. And you know, it was snowing. It was a great game. They had Brendan Jackson at running back, but they still lost the game. But it was a great game.